أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Now the second ayat in this chapter of Mujahada, that is that we must strive and make effort. And as explained, that is effort against, Mujahada against our nafs. Nafs is such a thing which Allah says, Ammaratum bisu. It all the time commands us, not only tells us, and not only one time, but Ammara is the superlative. Continuously it is telling us to do evil. So we have to do against that. So that requires a lot of mujahada. In fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, every command, every moment, there is some command of Allah that is directed towards us to be aware of that command and to fulfill that command. And then to the highest stage of the striving is making jihad, fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So all this we are commanded to do, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes to you. It isn't a one-time thing of that you just made one-time ibadat, you just read your kalima, finish, now finish your jannati. No, it is a continuous effort. And if we consider this effort of striving and pleasing Allah all the time till maut comes, different conditions come on a person. Sometimes favorable, easy conditions to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. For example, we are at home, namaz time, our schedule is in its place, we get prepared, we go for namaz, everything is in order. But sometimes we are on travel, and traveling we are at different places. And we might find a masjid, not find a masjid. We need to relieve ourselves. Perhaps we don't find a toilet. We have to make wudu. So under all circumstances, we still have to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We are traveling and it's heavy, pouring down rain, and it becomes difficult under those circumstances. When we are happy and when we are sad, when we are busy and when we are relaxed, when we are in good health and when we are in ill health, in all conditions we have to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So we can imagine what a mujahada this is, and that is required until maut. Of course, Allah has not made anything impossible for us. Allah Ta'ala, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah is not made us responsible for anything, won't give us tasks which are beyond our ability, how much we can manage. But we, from our side, we have to be prepared and make Allah's ibadat all the time. And until maut comes to a person, under all circumstances, as a person grows old, ill health might overtake him. A weakness overtakes him, and he must be all the time fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. As we see the lives of the Sahaba, Hazrat Zubair, the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he lost his one leg which had to be amputated. He said that Allah shukr, Allah gave me four limbs, only one has been taken away. At the same time, his eldest son who was with him when they were on a journey in Syria, he got killed by a horse that kicked him or something of that nature. When the news was broken to him, he said, I had seven children, Allah only took away one from me. And then he said, I've got this one leg to go to the masjid. He, in spite of all those odds, deen was in front of him. And somebody put it that we are such that if just the eyebrows twitch a little bit, we say, I can't go to the masjid. I have to take off, I have to sleep now. Small excuses, and we don't do fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas we are commanded that under all circumstances we must put deen in front. And a person who does that, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for him. The main part where Allah makes it easy is from his heart. Allah gives him a strong heart. Now other people might think it's like impossible and difficult, but for him it's just a pleasure. It outwardly seems it's very hard. How can you go to the masjid? But for him it is a great pleasure. And the next is Allah makes all the asbab also easy. And when we keep back and we go backwards, Allah pushes us further back. And then we are kept further away. Then even not only the farz that we are not doing with jamaat in the masjid, our namaz at home, we will compromise it also very greatly. We'll take lot of shortcuts in our namaz. Until even the time will come where we will miss our namazes also. We'll start making them qaza, and after that even the qaza we won't make. So we have to strive all the time to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and this is an effort till maut takes us. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until yaqeen. Some people ignorantly translated this, that until you are convinced, you got yaqeen in your heart, then you don't have to make Allah's ibadat anymore. That is completely wrong. The thing which is yaqeen is maut. Life is the most uncertain thing. We don't know when and what happens in our lives. How long will be our life? But maut is the most certain thing. It won't spare anyone. The longest life that has been given is to shaitan. He asked for a long life. Allah granted him a long life. But maut will come to him also. Kullu man alayha fan. Whoever, any living thing which is on the surface of the earth will taste of death. But only Allah Ta'ala is above that. Allah will be at all times, but the rest of the creation will taste of death. So death is the sure thing. And unfortunately what is so uncertain, our life, we prepare all the time for our life. And what is the most certain thing, unfortunately we don't prepare for that. Maut is the most certain thing, but we don't prepare for maut. We don't think of preparing for maut. So this is a mujahada for a person, which he must do. And when he will do that, then Allah Ta'ala will aid him, and he will go to greater heights all the time. And when a person doesn't make that mujahada, he doesn't remain stagnant, he goes down. Just like a ball you throw up in the air, it will go up, up, but it comes to a point where it doesn't go up further. And it doesn't stay at that place. It comes down faster than what it went up also. So the minute we give up and we don't move forward, we come down. And we should think, what mujahada are we making to maintain our iman, which Allah gave us free of charge? What effort are we making to increase our iman, our namazes? What effort are we making to maintain the quality of our namaz? How much are we making an effort to better our namaz? And if we are not doing that, we can be sure the namaz quality is going down. And perhaps it's right down that we're not even conscious about it anymore. So we have to be conscious, then the quality of namaz will improve. And all other matters of deen, may Allah give us all tawfiq to practice on this beautiful deen and the teachings of deen. And the thing is, the taste of the pudding is in the eating. When we make amal, that is we will get the taste and enjoyment. Just talking about it, having the knowledge, hearing about it, won't do the work. We will have to do the amal, then we will get the actual enjoyment. May Allah give us all.